Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Song was number one the last time Tim Tebow played in the NFL. So if you're saying to yourself as you're listening, "Man, I haven't heard that song in a long time," you're right. It's been a long time. But the attempt will be there as the Jaguars are expected, according to reports, to sign Tim Tebow and play him at tight end. And it's a topic that, to no surprise, has been a very hot one today on the show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is the number, as we're asking, you know, about comebacks. And are there some that should have never happened? Like, can we think of any comebacks that should have never happened?
After
it doesn't have to be
years?
Just in sports. Well, it's just in general. Just like, yeah.
What are you laughing for?
Probably just should have left that one alone.
Because the six-year thing really bothers me.
He hasn't played in a game in eight years. In a game. Like, not practice, a game.
See.
You guys both sound really mad about it.
It's not mad, Jay. It's trying to wrap our heads
around. Yeah, it's mind-boggling. Right.
What is this? But it's not Mike Tyson getting out of prison in the box. This is not one of those situations.
That's a good that's pretty good.
Wow.
Like, he's been away, but for a reason.
I mean, I'm serious, though. This is not Michael Vick having not played football, and then when he gets out training, then all of a sudden, bam, it hits. This is not that. This is, I played a little baseball. I did some SEC ESPN work on the network. I'm chilling. I haven't gotten hit upside my head for 8 years. Six, but eight in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. It just feels like the amount of vitriol that I hear from people about this is so overwhelming. And the amount of time that we're spending on this subject matter, considering a guy isn't going to be at the end of the roster, pretty much, is beyond me. It's like, that's the Tebow effect.
Let's just try to understand it.
People to get to that extreme of their feelings about it.
But that's true. And it's polarizing. You could just see it. I was on social media. The calls we're getting, it's just clearly polarizing. Now, Sugar House Sportsbook has already set some odds. One for Tebow to win Comeback Player of the Year, plus 10,000.
They just try to take people money, man. They just try to get your money.
Exactly. I mean,
Comeback Player of the Year. Again, expected to sign. He's 33 years old. Expected to sign a one-year deal later this week or maybe even next week, but no contract has been agreed upon yet, according to sources to ESPN.
Alan, because I think it'll be 34 when the season starts, right?
I don't remember
his birthday. I think he turns 34.
Don't let Tim Tebow start to have a year, though.
Start doing what?
Let him all of a sudden start gaining some traction, maybe catch a pass, maybe get a TD.
Oh, yeah.
The looks on Key's face and the way we will be talking about it and the way the narrative will build so quickly about him being comeback player of the year. I understand, Key. I'm just helping you prepare.
That's all I say. Just go.
Don't ask him to go away.
He can't go away. He hasn't gotten here yet. Just wait till he gets here. Now, when he gets here, he'll be a tight end on a Jaguars team that, if you listen to Mina Kimes, as she explains on NFL Live, it's a position that they do have some guys.
Tight end was a position the Jags really needed to address going into this offseason. When I was looking at the roster and the holes, that was something that jumped out to me, and they passed on the tight ends. Granted, half of them went to New England, but Jared Cook signed with the Chargers for $6 million. He would have been a great fit. They waited in the draft until the fifth round, so it was still an area of need for this offense, and frankly, it remains an area of need.
It's still an area of need, Mina Kimes says, even though it was already one going into the draft.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, though, to be honest with you. I know we're having a little bit of fun here. I don't know what it means.
No,
I don't know what position he's going to play. I don't know what the intentions are. I understand he has a special relationship with Urban Meyer. Yes, I have a special relationship with Coach John Robinson, Bill Parcells. Great relationships with them. No question about it. But the reality of it is you need to know as a player and as a coach that you can't help that team.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that. This is not 1 or 2 years or 3 years removed. This is 6 and 8 not being on the field. There's nothing you can do to help the team on the field. Now, if you're telling me, Jay, that he may be able to be an assistant coach, extension of a coach, I get it. But not on the field. I mean, it's just think about it, though, Jay, in all honesty. It's like Mike Krzyzewski leaving Duke and going to the Sacramento Kings and becoming a coach and calling you and saying, hey, Jay, I want you to come and, you know, maybe move to the 4. Something you've never really done before. Like, come on. Be honest with yourself. Very difficult to do.
I mean, you're speaking very reasonably, and you seem very pragmatic in your approach. But a lot of times, athletes don't think that way. An athlete is always thinking, I can do it.
Yeah.
That's what's led them to be successful opportunity. In the first place, right?
This is about opportunity. He wants to play, and if he has an opportunity to do it, he certainly will do it. We have an opportunity to talk to Chris Berman right now, NFL Primetime on ESPN+.
Primetime.
Joining us right now. I just want to say it's the first time I get a chance to talk to you, so it's a pleasure for me. Good morning, and I'll let you take the floor and what your thoughts are on Urban Meyer bringing in Tim Tebow to Jacksonville.
Well, first of all, I want to say good morning to you guys. And Key, what do you mean you didn't list me as one of your coaches you got a good relationship with? I mean, come on, man.
I know. Man.
How are you, pal?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm real good. Happy birthday, belated birthday, good. By the way.
Yeah, well, 2/3 of a century for me now, 66. That's kind of an eye-opener. At any rate, so look, not that there's not – just let's just take it to the fan base in May. You know, we're not talking September. I know they have Trevor Lawrence. In other words, there's juice and, hey, let's go out and get tickets to the Jags. So why not from May to August – try this. I'm not talking football for a minute. I'm talking, you don't think that's another bit of excitement in an area that hasn't had any? They've been 1-15. I'm not saying it's a, back day at the ballpark, you know, or giving something away. But anything's possible in May. And Tim may even find out, you know, this may not work, you know, on August 15th. I'm all right with it. Why not? It's fascination. And from May to August, what difference does it make in a lot of ways? You with me on that?
Yeah, no, I May to August makes a lot of sense. September to January doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, a lot of things don't make sense in the National Football League. And I'm going to move on from this to the Aaron Rodgers saga in Green Bay. Boom. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm not on the inside there at all. I don't know that anyone really is, you know, other than the principals. I know what you've read, Key. I mean, it's, you know, he certainly hinted at it after the championship game with what he said. I mean, Aaron, a pretty sharp guy, obviously. I think it's pretty deep, don't you? I mean, I mean, it's deeper than taking the ball out of his hands down by the goal line, down late to Tampa. I mean, it's not, oh, one thing annoyed me. People will say, well, is this going to be like the NBA? Tom Brady did this. Now here's Aaron Rodgers. I know that's not the question you asked. I don't think it's really possible except for just a few handful in the NFL. Because as you know, other than the quarterback of that ilk, and there's only a few more in that category, if any, you know, Mahomes and to a lesser degree, Russell, and I'm missing somebody, but you're not going to take even a great wide receiver, Julio or somebody, and do this. So as far as this setting a trend, and I know that's not the question you ask, I don't see it. They, from what we hear, it's pretty deep. And then I don't know if he go where the Packers are. Like, it's always a shame to see somebody finish somewhere else, which is but then again, we see it almost all the time. So, again, I'd like to shed light on that I don't have at the moment. It would be a shame not to see Aaron play in September for the Packers because they're a good team, obviously. Championship game last couple of years, but if he's that dug in, I don't know if he's a Taurus like me, Key, but if he's that dug in, that's a real problem, right? I mean, that again, it's May, but this isn't – they got to figure this out pretty soon, if at all, right? What do you think? I mean, you think he plays for the Packers, you guys, on September, whatever the opening day is, 13th?
I'll know – in about 3 weeks, June 1 will tell me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, boom, I was going to say, speaking of guys that are going to take the next step, you know, Aaron Rodgers took the next step after Brett Favre. You know, we have five QBs that were drafted in the first round this year. We have Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Which guy do you think will have the best career out of them all?
Because the career is a different than this next year, obviously. You know, Peyton Manning, Troy Aikman, what, they won one or three games, and they ended up being unbelievable, and I'm saying that on number one pick, Trevor. So, you know, our media is, okay, so what kind of team will they have? But that changes. You know, the Colts weren't very good when Peyton went, and obviously Dallas was terrible when Troy went, and it depends what they do the next couple of years around him. You know that three will be good and two won't. I'm not smart enough to tell you Zach Wilson will or will not be a really good quarterback for the Jets. I feel a little better about the coach GM combination. Not that I didn't, you know, who was there before, but I think this is a good combination and they'll give him a chance, whereas they didn't give Sam Darnold really a chance. I mean, I might as well have been out there key catching passes, right? So you'd like to think he will. The Bears situation, is it with Fields? I mean, I'm jumping around. You know, if it doesn't work in the next year or two, there's full coaching change, and then maybe a young Andy Reid goes, well, Nagy is kind of. I mean, I like Matt a lot. So let's say this is going to work. Again, offensively, they're all right, you know. But three are going to work and two won't. It's just the way it is. They may not be awful. Let me jump a little bit. I'm not dodging the question because it's hard to really tell. I mean, Mac Jones is not going to play this year, I don't think, with New England. And San Francisco, a young man from North Dakota State, will probably sit for a year under Garoppolo. Like the Mahomes model with Alex Smith. I assume that's what's going to happen, although we don't know that. You know what I found interesting, and I can never remember in a draft, is that four teams picked receivers, or ETN's case for Jacksonville from Clemson, to go directly to reunite with their quarterbacks to make sure that Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow, the Bengals did it, right? And Philly did it for Hurts. They, you know, they took Devonta Smith, Alabama. Can you remember, guys, Key? I mean, we're going to do everything we can to make sure our young quarterbacks make it by drafting their favorite receiver or target from college. I found that fascinating in the draft. I can never remember that. Can you?
No,
that's not. Yeah, that has become a trend here. We're talking with Chris Berman on the Goodyear Hotline, of course, one of the legendary voices here at ESPN, one of the legendary personalities here as well. And you know, when you bring that up, though, I think of our Jets. I say our Jets because I also am a Jets fan. We both can bow our heads.
Long suffering.
Yeah, long suffering is right. We both bow our heads as we say it. But when it comes to Zach Wilson now and this new regime. Do you have that feeling of when you mentioned Sam Darnold and what you also said about doing whatever it takes to make your quarterback comfortable, making sure that that high draft pick that you have pays off? And the only way to do it is obviously to put as much investment into that quarterback. It never felt like the Jets did that properly with Sam. Do you have, with Joe Douglas and what you've seen from him over the last couple of years in the draft and what he's done so far as the GM, is there more faith at least in him and maybe doing that now with the next iteration of franchise quarterback in Zach Wilson?
I do, and I think you do too. And that's not to say that, you know, they could have drafted outstanding defensive players here and there, but look, they saw what didn't work. You'd be foolish not to look at history, right? And recent history says, I think Sam has a real good chance with Carolina.
Me too.
In the next year or two, because I wouldn't rule him out as a player, right? As a Jet fan, you can't say he was just god awful. I like him.
Yeah.
So to answer the question, they picked the stud tackle, right? You're not going to do it in one draft anyway. I mean, there's another little free agent period that I don't know how many will flock to the Jets. That will be, you know, maybe a one-off, you know, at the next little opening, and then an odd cut in August, you know, to fortify a little bit. But, you know, the Jets are looking up. New England is retooling, and needless to say, Buffalo is a AFC championship contender, and Miami almost made the playoffs. So, look, the Jets have always been looking up, but these other three teams are more formidable than them. So they better give their quarterback, who's going to have a hard learning curve, no matter where he came from, whether he came from BYU, USC, or Brown, you know? And don't forget, Key, we played in the second Rose Bowl, so just quit laughing. don't forget that. Now, we did lose, but we were in it. The rough thing is that the kids at campus, did you cover that? No, no, it was 1916. I didn't. So the answer is, yeah, the Jets, there's – but, again, this is a reconstruct. So, and they're definitely the four of the four teams in the AFC East, whereas Buffalo is – well, New England was winning Super Bowls, but, I mean, we can look up at those other teams, and they're going to have a rough road to hoe. So they better surround him, and that can mean stud offensive lineman, unbelievable running back. They certainly drafted that way, didn't they, out of the, at, you know, the first few rounds.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Boom. How can the Bills circle the wagons back to the Super Bowl?
Well, look, I mean, the Chiefs are in the conference, obviously, and they're the best. Buffalo, if you really analyze their team, and I know it's May, and maybe not everybody want to, they unbelievable leaps and bounds with Josh Allen, and they have, you know, offensively can push the envelope wide out and stuff. But what they didn't have was some speed and size enough on defense. Now, look, a lot of people have gone into Arrowhead and you know, looked way up at the scoreboard and been in trouble. But they drafted two defensive linemen right away, Key. In other words, Brandon Bean, who's one of the best GMs in the business, I believe, did the right thing. Can you get everybody? No, they didn't get a, quote, running back. But who's to say a sixth-round running back isn't a great become a great player? So they were close, and they addressed immediately what they needed. They've got a good back seven when they're all healthy. The front needed an improvement, and he drafted one and two defensive linemen. So, again, I did 35 drafts, Key. I'm not as up on the players as I would have been 5 years ago because I haven't hosted it, you know, but they went the right direction. I thought they addressed perfectly. And talk about a fan base that will go off the hook. You know, when the schedule comes out tomorrow, fellas, one thing to think about, you know, people for the first time in 2 years are planning. Not only you live an hour from the ballpark, right? Maybe season ticket, maybe not. What trip do I make to see my team on the road? You know, first time in 2 years. There's going to be unbelievable interest in the schedule for people planning, you know, where they're going to go with their fans. Where's Pittsburgh going to play in warm weather this year? I mean, those fans travel unbelievably. Or Green Bay, with or without Aaron. I mean, I can mention it. Or let's go see Tampa somewhere where there may be some tickets available. So there's going to be a lot of interest for, I mean, I'm jumping around here, but.
Yes, you are, Boob.
Back to the fan base, Buffalo will be off the hook.
Boob,
you know?
You are certainly jumping around. It reminds me of our
meetings. Look. No, listen. Buffalo is the next best team behind the Chiefs as we stand.
Wow.
So,
thank you, Boom. Thank you. I was saying this the other day.
I mean, in the conference, I mean, why? Who's better than them other than the Chiefs? At the moment, it's May. You know? Who's better than them, Key? What do you think?
I don't know. I'll tell you next time I see you, Boom.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you dodged me. Listen, before I forget, I know we're running out of time. I'm not dodging. They're the second best team, and the quarterback was great, Josh Allen. T-Dab, have you looked at the NL West standings lately?
I'm not going to talk about the Dodgers. We'll have that conversation another time.
Yeah, we have.
I just want to point out that
I know San Francisco's
yesterday.
Doing well. I get it.
Making it official.
And on Willie Mays' 90th birthday, the Giants were in first place. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And tonight, hopefully, the Knicks will beat the Lakers, so I can enjoy that tomorrow. But I enjoyed this. Thanks so much, Boom. We appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Boom.
Listen, it's nice to be still a teammate of Key after all these years, you know? One time he'll let me in his coach's circle.
Congrats on everything, Boom. Yeah, really happy for you, brother. Congrats.
Hey, I'll talk to you soon. Right. I'll call you today again. Happy birthday.
Keep up the great work, fellas. I'll see you.
All right. Chris Berman on the Goodyear hotline. And, yes, of course, he had to bring up your Dodgers, no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, he's a Giant fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good tell. Well, from one Hall of Famer to another, and this Hall of Famer on if Russell Westbrook cemented his place in Springfield, and that is coming up after Key has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge as contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum. To make the right pass, the right move, to hit the right shot. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
We put so much into the game to be able to just be mentioned with guys like Oscar and Magic and Jason Kidd.
No, I mean, it's great for him. Can't take anything away from him. Guys, he's a winner.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So Russell Westbrook now with the record for triple doubles, which, again, puts him above the Big O. Consideration for one of the great guards in the history of the game, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But obviously, for the Wizards, the bigger story is can they get into the 7-10 and maybe make some noise in the postseason? We continue with the NBA conversation. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And on the Goodyear Hotline, Hall of Famer Charles Barkley joins us right now.
What up,
good
Chuck?
Morning.
What up, guys? Thanks for having me.
What's up, man?
Well, it's great to have you. So what are your thoughts, though, on Russ and this triple-double record?
I think it's amazing. You know, I've never seen, and I'm not even caught up in the moment. I've never seen an NBA player give maximum effort every single night. I mean, you know, I've been around. I played against Michael. I played against Bird. I saw Kobe. I've seen LeBron. You know, I've seen Durant. I've seen even James Harden, who's amazing. But I've never seen an NBA player give maximum effort every single night. And the thing that's scary, the guy's had like two or three major knee surgeries. And it's amazing. And I got nothing but respect for him. You know, especially in this day and age where players be load managing. And a lot of these guys, you know, they like the lifestyle, they like the money, and they just going out there and just going through the motions. I just got nothing but respect for Russ.
Chuck, we were talking about how hard it is to do that each and every night. What do you say to people that love to say, well, he's not a winner, you know, which I think is so lame. But what do you say to people that say that about Russell Westbrook?
Well, are they going to say that about, they're going to say that about James Harden? Are they going to say that about Jason Tatum? Are they going to say that about every guy who hasn't won? If you're going to do that, okay. But listen, you know, Russ, he never complained if he's on a good team or a bad team. He just goes out and work. I mean, you know, the NBA changed with the super team investment. It is harder for other guys to win the championship now. So I don't hold that against Russ, but listen, we all want to win the championship. Let's get that out of the way. But we've gotten to the point where, like, if you don't win the championship, you're a loser, which, okay, hey, that's your opinion. But when do we get to the point that we don't admire somebody who goes to work every single day and give it all they got? I mean, as a fan, and listen, I'm a fan first and foremost. If I had Russell Westbrook in my city, I would say to myself, hey, you know what? That dude gives me of course, we would like to win a championship and do the parade and all that other stuff. But if Russell Westbrook is on my team and he's giving me every single thing he has every single night, I got to respect that.
Would you say his greatest asset is his motor? Does that make sense to you when you talk about his effort it gives every night?
Oh, yeah, no question. No question. And like I say, I'm not caught up in the moment. Michael and Kobe and LeBron, they first of all, those three guys are better players, but they don't play hard like he does every single night. And then I've heard people say, well, he stays stat chases. You can't chase 20 rebounds, 20 assists. You got to go out and get them. Like, you can chase 10 assists. You can chase 10 rebounds. But when you can 20-20, like, anybody can get 20 points. You just have to shoot it a lot and not worry about your percentage. But when you can 20 assists and 20 rebounds, you're doing some real work. That takes maximum effort. I mean, that takes maximum effort to get all those big stats. Like, you know, the thing that's crazy, guys, all these other guys, I would like to go back and let's write down everybody's triple doubles. 10, 10, and 10, that's still a really good triple double.
But right, yeah.
But when you get 17, 15, and 17, that's on a whole nother level, in my opinion.
Chuck, who should we be pointing the finger at up in Boston about what's happening up there in that implosion?
All of them. Danny Ainge is a good friend of mine, but he's not done a good job with all those draft picks he had. He hasn't done a good job because he made a mistake with Kyrie Irving. I think he made a mistake with Kemba Walker. And, and that team is not very good at all. And listen, we pat you on the back when you win, Key. We got to kick you in the ass when you lose. That's the way this thing works. It's nothing personal. It's just business. You know, think about it. Boston had 100 number one draft picks, and they haven't done anything with them. Now they're irrelevant. Because, I mean, there's nobody in their right mind think like Boston is even close to being a contender. So, like I say, you have to blame the guys. Brad Stevens got to get some blame for it, too. Because when they were winning, we were patting them on the back. Now we got to kick him in the ass. That's not personal. That's just how this business works now. Mm. Well, excuse me. That's the way this business always works.
Mm-hmm. So who's
Hey, listen. I can't get mad when people say I didn't win the championship. That's how this thing works, Keith. You know, that's the truth. I didn't win the championship. I can't get mad. I just have to accept it. You know, I think I was a hell of a player. But people can say, but he didn't win the championship. That's fair game.
Who's coming out the West besides my Lakers, man?
Well, only one team.
Hey, Key, let me just tell you this, man. I don't want to be one of these idiots to get on TV and act like you know what he's talking about. I got zero idea who's coming out of the East or the West. I mean, I'm not saying this just to you now. This is to me. I've been in the NBA for 36 years. There's always been like one of these three or four teams is going to win the championship. It ain't even closer like that this year. You look at the Eastern Conference. You got the West up right now. I got zero idea who's going to win the West. I mean, your Lakers, hey, first of all, they might lose the play-in game. So, hey, think about that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they might, seriously, they, if in a one-game scenario, anything can happen. But the Suns, the Jazz, the Nuggets, and the Clippers, nobody's going to believe in them until they prove they can win the whole thing. I think, I don't know if the Lakers got enough time to get healthy, but I got zero idea who's going to win the West. In the Eastern Conference, you got three teams. You can make an argument for any one of the three. I personally, if I had to pick, I would go with the Bucks because I love the Tucker and the Drew Holiday additions. But, man, if Brooklyn won, I don't think you'd be as shocked. I think the Sixers got a huge advantage. I said this a couple weeks on my show, on our show. The Sixers, to me, are in the best position. But they only got to beat one good team to get to the finals. The Nets and the Bucks are going to kill each other in the second round of the playoffs. That's going to be – I watched them play back-to-back last week. It was two of the best games I saw all year. But Philly's in the catbird seat. They only want to beat one of those teams coming out of a grueling series. But, man, I think this is going to be the most exciting playoffs ever. And like I say, you can say you're a Lakers, Keith. But you're not going to put no bass in your damn voice when you say it.
Not today,
don't
Chuck.
Don't be hating, Chuck.
Not today, Chuck.
LBJ coming back tonight.
But wait a
minute. We healthy. Don't even worry about it.
I can't let you go, though, because I did notice you only mentioned three teams in the East, which means my Knicks aren't among that list, which, of course, I'm not surprised. I'm just happy to be back in the NBA, Chuck. So just with that alone, and the Knicks play the Lakers tonight on TNT, what are you seeing from Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks at least just being back in the NBA this year?
Well, number one, I think it's great for the NBA. The NBA is better when the Knicks and the Celtics are good. Man, Tom Thibodeau is proving that he's a terrific coach. Julius Randle is clearly the most improved player. That ship has sailed like 2 months ago. My biggest question, I'll ask you guys, and you tell me the truth, is he second team All-NBA? I would vote for him second team All-NBA. He's been fabulous all year, but I do. I actually think he's probably in the top five for MVP. Mm. No disrespect to any of those. And that's another. I don't know who the MVP is going to be. I mean, it's going to be the closest vote ever. You can vote for Joker. You can vote for Embiid. You can vote for Chris Paul. Listen, Julius Randle should be in that conversation. What he's done this entire year in New York. But to answer your question, Tibbs is the runaway coach of the year other than Quinn Snyder and Monty Williams has done a fabulous job in Phoenix. That's where I live. But Thibodeau is the coach of the year. Randle is the most improved by far. But I'm telling you, he's knocking on the door to first team All-NBA. He's probably – you only get three picks, so it's probably going to be Joker, Embiid, and Giannis. But he should definitely be the next guy on the front court list. He's been amazing all year.
It's just amazing, like I said, to be back in the league. And tonight's game will be a fun game for sure. But you're absolutely right, Chuck. This is as wide open of a league as we've had in a long time, probably because of the quick turnover. But at least it's been a lot of fun. It's also been fun talking with you. Thanks so much for a few minutes this morning.
All right, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, Hon, you keep up the great work with my boy, too.
Appreciate it. All right. Charles Barkley on the Goodyear Hotline. So, I was just happy that he said something nice about the Knicks. I just needed that to feel good about the rest of my day, Jay. Damn. Coming up, you know what it is. It's time for Caller Roulette, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For everybody saying too much Tebow talk, here's your time to talk about something else, hot takes or whatever else. You know how the rules play. We'll get to that next after Jay has this from O'Reilly.
Keeping your car clean is simple. Inexpensive maintenance that can help keep your car looking like new. That's what we all want, right? O'Reilly Auto Parts has car wash and wax for painted surfaces, as well as interior care products like leather and vinyl, carpet, and upholstery cleaner. Visit O'Reilly for Clean Car Month, and their professional parts people will make sure you get the best detailing products for your vehicle. Shop your local store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
All right, here we go. Once again, call the roulette. You basically are running the show. It's essentially really what we've done here is this is a way to take a segment off.
Yeah, just relax.
That's all it is. All I say is spin it. You guys do the talking, and we go from there. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Call the roulette. We begin now. Let's spin it.
So curious what people are going to say about Kent.
Yeah, I am too. Line four.
Hi, Cameron from Houston, Texas.
Cameron.
If the Brooklyn Nets don't win a championship this year, how is it not a catastrophic failure given what they gave up to get James Harden?
Well, the only thing I would say, it would be a failure for sure, but you still have questions about how KD's coming back off the Achilles injuries, had multiple other injuries he's missed time for. That would be the one caveat. And James Harden and the whole hamstring issue, is it really healthy? Not making excuses for Brooklyn. They should win it. They should be the prohibitive favorite to win it, but that's the reality of the nature.
You also have another year. So, you know, catastrophic is a bit strong. The window doesn't close after 1 year. You have another year. So if they get, like, to the conference final or even to the NBA finals, it's sort of like, all right, now come back next year and get the job done, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean,
because
I'm just wondering how
some runway here.
Yeah, I mean, you should get to the NBA finals.
They should.
You got James Harden, KD,
it's certainly
and Kyrie.
A disappointment. I wouldn't call it a failure.
Yeah, agreed.
Spin it. Although he was from Houston, so maybe he's rooting. Yeah, no. Line six.
Hi, Travis from Virginia Beach. How y'all doing?
Travis.
So anyways, I think Tim Tebow is going to be a good blocker for that young quarterback back there in the backfield, keeping him upright and mobile. And also, he'll probably get a few goal line sneaks for the 1 yard line and all that. And number two, I want to ask your opinion about some basketball.
Well, first, you described a fullback, not a tight end.
Hey, don't get into the weeds on the labeling of the position. He's a player.
He's a player. All right, go ahead on your NBA stuff.
So, two NBA things real quick is, one, do you all think the Brooklyn Nets are really like the Miami Heat of last year with more name brand players that could do a lot of the same things, just, you know, the next level? And two, being in Virginia, I'm a Wizards fan. Is there any idea, any chance that we could become the old school OKC with everybody coming over here to the East now?
Well, to answer the latter part of your question, I mean, Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal are going to need to recruit. And to get another big superstar in there, I think that would make the Washington Wizards.
Who fits? You need a big, right? It's got to be a big.
You got two guards.
You got to give me a four, stretch four, something like that. Karl-Anthony Towns. How do you like that?
Maybe Cat.
You like that?
Maybe Cat. That would be interesting. Cat out of Minnesota. Home. I mean, I did say he would be the next superstar to kind of demand a trade sooner or later.
Wouldn't that be the fit, though?
That would
stretch
be the fit.
Stretch four, can score, that'd obviously. Be nice. You know, think about it that way. All right, spin it. I wouldn't like that, though, but they'd be good. Line three.
Hey, guys. Eric from Covina, California. Hey, this whole Tim Tebow thing, you know what? In my 35 years of watching sports, hearing a bunch of crying about somebody getting an opportunity, if all these people are going to be crying saying he shouldn't be there, the next thing, beat him out. If an over 35-year-old man who's out of the league for a while comes in and beats you out of your position, you shouldn't be in the league anyways then. Thanks,
thank you.
Guys.
Thank
That's
you.
A good point.
That's why I've been saying this.
Like that take.
All this anger that's coming from it, just go beat him out. You have a chance to get the position. Go beat him out. It's that easy.
Yeah, that is true. If he does beat you out, but if you outplay him and he gets the job over
you, that's different.
Then you can say the nepotism word you used earlier. Spin it. Line two.
Line two. Oh.
Hey, guys.
No,
hey,
there.
Guys. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hello.
We got you, Chris.
Hey, guys. This is Chris from Tennessee. I just wanted to say, Key, we need you to get on board with Tim Tebow playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars because us Titans fans are loving it. We think the Jaguars are doing a horribly great job, and it's looking really good for all of us. Also, I went to the same high school as Paul Feinbaum, so that's some brilliant insight coming from Tennessee. Thank you, guys. Keyshawn, get on board.
He was great. I love it. Is it brilliantly terrible or is it terribly brilliant or one or the other, whatever it is?
This is what Tennessee Titans fans are doing. They're rooting against the Jaguars. Like, well, I'm like, just – focus on King Henry and what you guys have there to be better.
Right, but if you're fans of teams in the South, you're just, oh yeah, stay bad. That'd be great. Spin it. Wouldn't be a day without line five. Line five.
Yo.
There he is.
What up, line five?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, way too much Tim Tebow talk, but I just want to say the key is the Arizona Cardinals the best wide receiver room in the NFL? And also, Rondell Moore going to be the standout wide receiver of the rookie class this year. What do you think about it, Key?
Well, Key.
Key's doing get up right
Key's
now.
Key's doing get up right now, of course.
Yeah.
Interesting wide receiver class. I mean, what they have down in Atlanta is pretty nasty, too.
Yeah, you're talking about the room, right? Talking about the collection of wide receivers you have.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Lamar Jackson, you envy it, don't you?
Damn right.
I mean, it would say that, but we shall see. But let's see if there's more Tim Tebow talk tomorrow, perhaps, or no. There's always something more to talk about, and we'll do that tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody.